Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden pressed for a ceasefire to the nine-month-old war in Gaza in talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday with Vice President Kamala Harris due to meet the Israeli leader later in the day. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said gaps remain between Israel and Hamas terrorists who run the Palestinian enclave in the drive for a ceasefire.
And we are close. We are closer now, we believe, than we've been before. The gaps are closable, no question about that.
Netanyahu's visit, his first to Israel's most important international ally since his late 2022 return to power for a record sixth term as prime minister, comes on the heels of Biden's dramatic decision not to seek re-election. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said on Thursday she's ready to debate Donald Trump, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Voters deserve to see the split screen that exists in this race on a debate stage.
Harris notes Trump and President Biden agreed on two debates. One already happened, and the next was to be hosted by ABC News on September 10th.
Now it appears he's backpedaling.
Trump has said he'd prefer to shift that debate to Fox News, but would still be willing to debate Harris more than once.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Harris vowed to empower labor unions and prevent school book bans while addressing a powerful teachers union on Thursday, seeking to draw a sharp contrast with her Republican rival for the presidency against Donald Trump. In a 20-minute address in Houston, Texas, to the American Federation of Teachers, the 59-year-old focused on economic policy and workers' rights, touting plans for affordable health care and child care. This is VOA News. Who will Kamala Harris pick as her running mate against Donald Trump and J.D. Vance? That's the big political question after President Joe Biden dropped his re-election bid and U.S. Vice President Harris became the likely Democratic nominee. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman is at the White House and has the report.
Among those under consideration to join her as the party's vice presidential candidate are a bunch of governors, including Roy Cooper of North Carolina, a Democrat who won twice when his state chose Republican Donald Trump for president, and Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, which both parties consider a must-win state in November. Then there's an astronaut who became a U.S. senator, Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Meanwhile, the White House on Thursday expressed concern about the threat of violence in Venezuela's election on Sunday and warned President Nicolas Maduro of the need to hold a fair vote free of political repression or intimidation. Venezuelans will go to the polls in a presidential election with Maduro seeking his third term as leader of the OPEC member state. His challenger, opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez, has attracted significant support. More than 250 people have died in landslides in southern Ethiopia, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said on Thursday, and the death toll is expected to nearly double. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Heavy rains triggered a landslide that buried people in the Gopher Zone on Sunday night. A second landslide the next day engulfed those engaged in rescue efforts. One Gopher resident, Alamitu Soma, said she had recently given birth to twins.
My husband is dead. My sister is dead. Her body has not been found. The day is dark for me.
Doug Moriaele, an administrator in Gopher Zone, said rescuers had so far recovered 226 bodies, which had been buried at a funeral ceremony and were searching for more.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Kenyan police detained several people on Thursday who attempted to present a petition to the president's office and lay flowers to honor those killed a month ago on the most violent day of anti-government protests, protesters said. One said on X, some of the parents of people killed in the June 25th protests had been detained on Thursday. More than 50 people have been killed since mid-June when protesters began taking to the streets to oppose tax increases proposed by President William Ruto. I'm Joe Ramsey.